There's nothing notable about Boone, Kansas, other than the unkempt graveyard shrouded by cottonwoods where my brother, his wife, and their only child now rest. They moved from Chicago to give their son a better life. Had they known how better would play out, they might have been more inclined to overlook the 90-minute crawl to work or the occasional vandalism. Now, their little family of three has a 100% death rate. I'm not sure that's the definition of a better life, especially given that all three deaths were suicides. A one-way street lines the tiny town square of crumbling brick buildings, still home to a few local businesses that have stood the test of time. Murals line the alleys, a youthful touch to something old. I repeat my trip around the weathered square 5 times in the June sun, before taking a brave breath and turning on my blinker to make a right down one of the more abandoned streets in the town. My brother John and his wife Lynn chose this house because they liked the oversized lot, minimal traffic, and abundant mature trees. Never mind the century-old homes with splintered siding, curling shingles, and crooked shutters. Our mom took one look and whispered, "It's horrific," while my brother, simultaneously, sighed contentedly and said, "It's perfect." He envisioned endless possibilities, and Mom saw nothing but a never-ending series of headaches in what our dad called a 30-year mortgage on a poor decision. The irony? We grew up on a rundown farm in Iowa, where subsidies paid the rent. Who could blame John for loving the place and the nostalgia that came with it? The house backs up to a cornfield, reminiscent of the days John and I hid from our parents. John mapped out a maze while I foraged for supplies in case we needed to hide out for days, while our parents argued over money and who bore more responsibility for parenting.
Eloise said you wouldn't mind if I chopped that wood.
Frankie looks like his wife did when they met. But unlike his wife, Frankie has a confidence akin to his twin sister. Her blue eyes hold his gaze. She walks with her chin high and shoulders back, but he's not in Boone, Kansas to make new friends. Eloise is the necessary exception. So while Frankie's eye-catching, he needs to stay focused. Her blonde hair blows in her eyes as she approaches in frayed denim shorts, toned legs smudged with dirt, a gray tank top, and brown hiking boots. It's worth noting, she's not wearing a bra. His sister shares Frankie's disregard for social decency. "You don't say much." She wipes her arm across her sweaty forehead. Eloise thinks she might be a serial killer. With a wry grin and a chortle, she shrugs a shoulder. "I guess that makes you the silent but deadly type." The corner of Jackson's mouth curls at her astute observation. That's fascinating. Murder is fascinating? The world's obsession with death. Jackson nods toward the pile of split wood. If you get another burst of energy, you can chop all those logs in half again so Eloise can lift them into her fireplace. Are you critiquing my wood chopping skills? He eyes the pile of wood. I'm saying Eloise can't lift heavy things. I'll split them again if it makes you happy. Happy. Jackson searches his weary mind for that word. When was the last time he was happy? Are you leaving soon? Frankie rests a hand on her hip. Not as soon as expected. I'm trying to decide. Okay, then chop the wood again. Jackson slips into the garage and closes the door behind him.